This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Israel's Prime Minister praising his nation's Air Force shortly after Russia criticizes an alleged Israeli airstrike in Syria. Benjamin Netanyahu also repeating his frequent pledge that Israel will not allow Iran to establish a permanent military presence in Syria. He also says the U.S. withdrawal from Syria will have no effect on Israeli activities in that neighboring country, saying the deaths of two immigrant children in Customs and Border Protection custody are devastating to the agency. The CBP commissioner says that both the agency and the Inspector General for DHS are investigating.
And they'll be pursuing an investigation into the circumstances around this tragic event.
Kevin McAleenan telling CBS a series of policy changes have been announced to include medical checks on all children in the agency's custody. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
On this day after Christmas, the routines of about 800,000 federal employees are being impacted by the partial federal government shutdown. Many people on the job will have to wait until after the shutdown ends to get paid again. Speaking to reporters after calling the troops on Christmas Day, President Trump says the shutdown will continue until he gets full funding for the border wall he wants.
We're getting $25 billion. That includes, as we say, the bells and whistles. We have a lot of drones, a lot of everything in there. Plus, we have some wall money on it. But we want the wall money to be increased because I want to finish it.
Retailers having their best holiday sales in 6 years, according to early data. A report from MasterCard says Americans spent over $850 billion this season. A winter storm moving across the nation could snarl traffic and air travel in the next few days. It's dumping snow on Colorado, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The partial government shutdown will go on through the holiday. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
No palm trees, Florida sunshine, or ocean breezes for President Trump this Christmas, as he will be staying in Washington, D.C., working during the partial government shutdown. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a border wall. Here's the president in a recorded White House message.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security with a wall.
Democrat Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor.
We arrived at this moment because President Trump has been on a destructive two-week temper tantrum, demanding the American taxpayer pony up for an expensive and ineffective border wall that the president promised Mexico would pay for.
Over 400 people were killed and scores of others are still missing and presumed dead after a tsunami struck Indonesia on Saturday night. With more, here's John Clements.
A volcanic underwater landslide caused this tsunami, sending a 10-foot-high wave of water over Sunda Strait between the islands of Java and Sumatra that connects the Java Sea to the Indian Ocean. Rescue work is being hampered by debris on the roadways. Vernon Brewer of World Help says people are being warned to stay away from the coastline.
The fear is it's the volcano is still active, and so they're fearing that it could erupt again and create more tsunamis.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey,
well, hello, America. Here we are, fresh and independent at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. And guess who we have in with us right now? Brigitte Gabriel joins us, author of the book Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom, and founder of ACT. Brigitte, good to have you with us as always. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Delighted to be with you this morning.
Well, let's talk about the support of caravan migrants. Some have so boldly come out to say, look, if you want us to leave your border fence, give us $50,000 and we'll get out of your hair. That's pretty bold, isn't it?
Well, it is pretty bold. But you know what? They are accustomed to Obama, because if Obama was at the White House, he would have given it to them. Mm-hmm. But this time, they are dealing with the wrong president.
Right.
President Trump will never give them a dime. He is not the type of man you want to blackmail, because it's not going to work. And they're exposing themselves for who they really are. It actually helps the Republicans make the case as to why we need to protect the border, because these people are not coming to America because they cannot wait to become Americans. They cannot wait to become a part of the fabric of this great nation, to accomplish, to grow, to make America greater and better and become a part of history. That's not what they're interested in. What they're interested in is give us a little money, a little bakshish kind of sort of thing, and we will go away and leave you alone. Otherwise, we're a bunch of criminals. We're in it for a quick buck.
Right, exactly. And that came out, I thought was quite interesting, when the president had Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer in the Oval Office. And they were uncomfortable. They didn't want the media to be there. But the president took us in the factory office and let us see a little bit of the sausage making. And you notice how uncomfortable they were.
Exactly, Bill. Exactly. And this is unprecedented. I mean, look, President Trump is so comfortable with the media. President Trump has been in the media for years, for decades. He has his own national television show. Right. So for him to be surrounded with media, he's comfortable with it. He's comfortable confronting them. He dealt with them when he filed bankruptcy, when he was at the lowest point in his life as a businessman. The media attacked him then. We have never had a president who is so well seasoned to either deal with the media, schmooze with the media, attack the media, respond to the media, be on the receiving punch of the media. So for him to be in a room, whether he's negotiating or whether he's performing on a television show, they are invisible to him in a way. So it is much more comfortable for him to be able to actually be willing to expose and debate and negotiate while the media is present.
Exactly.
On the other hand, you take politicians like Schumer and Pelosi, who are so used to dealing with shady deals under the table in secret. I mean, look, we all know what members of Congress, especially on the Democratic side, do.
Mm-hmm.
So he literally used the opportunity to expose them for who they are and let the American public see what they are about. And the good thing thing is that the mainstream media, which hate his guts, had to air that because it's news. They've got to air it.
That's right. And he knows the game quite well. Well, as you say,
exactly.
Brigitte, the politicians are very chameleon-like, and they've made it real clear even during this last 2018 election, and they pick no bones about it. They say, look, we say one thing, during the campaign because we got to get the vote, and then we do what we need to do once we're in office. I mean, they were that blatant and obvious about it. I was still surprised that people still voted for them.
Exactly. And you know what was so incredible about watching that video of Schumer and Pelosi in the White House sitting with President Trump? Have you noticed how while they're talking to him, they couldn't even look at him? They're negotiating while he is looking at them, literally directly in the eye talking to Schumer. Schumer is not looking at the president. He's looking at Pelosi. He's looking at the lamp. He's looking at the couch. He's looking at the chair. He's not looking at the president. They hate him so much they can't even look at him. So they would sneak one look real fast and then turn their face. This is not negotiating in good faith. This is not when you come and sit around the table and say, okay, we are here because we want to talk with you. We know we need to work on a problem or solve a problem for the sake of the American people who elected us to be here representing their interest, the interest of the American people. And it was so telling watching the body language of both Schumer and Pelosi in contrast to the body language of President Trump, who's looking at them, facing them, trying to talk with them. The more he looked at them and talked to them, the more they looked away, looked at the wall, at the couch, at the lamp, at the chair, at the press, except looking at the president.
Right, exactly. And the thing we knew was going to happen after the private meeting, of course, Nancy Pelosi came out and she didn't disappoint us. Of course, she attacks the president's manhood. That's the typical stuff that she's been doing. I mean, it seems like her only weapon is the gender card these days.
Well, exactly, Bill. And look, the Democrats, the left does that with everybody. Look, they call people like you and I Islamophobes and homophobes and whatever phobes. You know, everybody is a hater, racist, bigot. They cannot attack the facts. They cannot argue with the facts because the facts are on our side. And the same thing with the president. And so when the president's speaking factually about why we need to secure the border, why we need to protect our citizens, what's coming through the border, because they cannot argue with his facts, the only thing they can do is call their enemies names, slap labels on them. It's very easy to say, oh, he's a hater, he's such an egomaniac, he's such a narcissist, he's such a this and that. Okay, so put all that aside. Let's go back talking about the border wall.
Yeah.
So now that we know that whatever she said about the president, narcissist, egomaniac, et cetera, et cetera, now tell us what about the facts that he talked about with the wall. And
right,
that's
exactly
the one thing they cannot talk about.
Yeah, where's your solutions? I mean, you see this. I mean,
exactly.
She says it's a problem. Okay, well, where's your briefcase of solutions here that you're offering to discuss? Because the one thing about Donald Trump that drives him nuts, as you said, Brigitte, is he's fixed. He knows the facts, and he's not going to be wishy-washy. He knows when he goes in there what the end game is. And the problem with them, see, the end game for them is just disrupt and resist and do anything they can to topple this president. But the president's not worried about that so much as he's worried about the American people.
Exactly. And here's the good thing about President Trump. President Trump is a businessman. Because he comes from a business background all his life, he goes into a negotiating meeting prepared with facts and prepared with different scenarios to be able to get the deal that he wants. So when he goes into a meeting, he knows his facts, he can recite them. On the other hand, when you're dealing with politicians like Schumer and Pelosi, they don't go in with facts. They go in with talking points provided to them by their chief of staff, who's also in politics. So they're going in basically because they're playing for the press, they're playing for how we're going to get reelected, they're playing for what can we do in order to satisfy our constituent and give them what they want, but they never banked on the press being there watching how the negotiation is happening. So that's exactly why when President Trump is sharing facts with them, they could not respond. He's got the facts on his side, he knows how to talk about it, they're politicians, they're not prepared, and he is able to win the argument every time. But here's a tip for our listeners, Bill, and this is extremely important. I want everybody's attention. Right now, we have got to bombard Congress with phone calls, the Republican members of Congress, but with Paul Ryan at the helm to do the right thing by the American people before they leave office. He is leaving. 40 members of Congress are leaving who are Republicans. We need to bombard them right now to do the right thing and give the president the money that he needs to build his wall. We now still have a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a president at the White House.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Just the way you like it, fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, a New York Times bestselling author, founder, and I should say the chairman of ACT for America, the largest national security grassroots organization in the U.S. Brigitte Gabriel is with us. And it's this grassroots activation, Brigitte, that is so critical right now, even in this lame duck session. People need to understand our politicians, they're still listening. It may be lame duck, but our voices still count, do they not?
Our voices. And that's why it's important, Bill, for people to call their members of Congress. It only takes 2 minutes of your time. Go to our website, actforamerica.org. Actforamerica.org. Click on Contact Congress. Enter your zip code. We give you your elected official's name, phone number, email address, their regular address. We even have a pre-written letter for you with the click of a button. You can send it to your elected official. You can do that this morning while you're sipping your cup of coffee in your pajamas and make a difference for the country.
Exactly.
And you know, by the way, this is exactly why I wrote my book Rise, Bill, and I named it Rise. By the way, the book came out 8 weeks ago. It's in bookstores nationwide.
Yes.
Rise, because it's important for the American public to understand what's at stake and what we are facing as a nation. President Obama did so much damage to the country that thank God we now have President Trump, and we need to use the opportunity while we have a patriot in office that we can help him do everything we can to reverse the damage that was done under the previous administration. Because if we do not correct it now, we're going to lose our country for generations to come. It is vital that people rise in defense of our Judeo-Christian values and freedom, which are the foundation of our nation.
Exactly. Well, and I don't know if you've seen the panel, but we feature your book on the front page of our website, Brigitte, the book Rise.
Thank
so
you.
It is, yes, because we are so, I mean, this is so in line. This is what, you know, our country is all about. I mean, our country was started by activists. I mean, that said, look, we're not happy with the status quo. And they gave us, I believe, a better way with the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And when we operate within that context, it goes well for us. It's when we get these politicians that are more interested in getting elected than serving its citizens that we get a screwed up immigration program that we have. And it's just so discombobulated. And we know just by the raw essence of fairness that it's unfair. Why should somebody come in legally and go through everything that what you went through to come in legally into this country and to become a citizen and somebody to jump the line to be able to, we were talking about this yesterday, Brigitte, you know, we let people come in. And it somehow becomes an honor system. People who break the law somehow are extended honor to say, okay, hey, why don't you come back we're going to send you a notice so that you come back for a hearing so we hear your case. And of course we know what happens 85% of the time. They vapor into the morass of 320 million Americans and they're lost here in the crowd. And then we say, well, how many illegal immigrants do we have? Some say 11 million, some say as many as 30 million. I mean, we don't even know. But meanwhile, on top of that, Brigitte, we're giving them, I mean, you know, we're a very generous country. Our heart is always there, and we have a heart of generosity. But we're getting ripped off because people are coming here illegally. They're jumping the line. And you know, as a legal immigrant, what you had to go through, you had to make sure that your finances, that you were secure, that you were not going to be a burden to the country. And all of a sudden now we got all these other, you know, these other immigrants who come in and somehow they get special treatment. And people know instinctively that is unfair.
That is so unbelievably unfair. It is a slap on the face to every American who did it the legal way, abiding by the law. Like myself, we are a nation of people who immigrated here and proved themselves to be worthy of the American citizenship. Look, we pay for our airline to get here. We pay for our attorneys to do our paperwork. We pay for all the medical tests we have to take to make sure we don't bring any diseases to the country. We make sure we stay out of trouble and in line with the law so we can prove that we are worthy to become citizens of this we then, once we get the citizenship, we go out of our way, working hard, paying our taxes. We couldn't wait to become a part of the American fabric. We start businesses. We hire people. We become a part of the American society. We add to America, not take away from it. When you look at illegal criminal aliens and what they're doing and the cost that they're costing people like us to do, to give you an example, $90 billion a year is spent on illegal criminal aliens for welfare and social services by the American taxpayers. $90 billion a year. $17 billion a year is spent for education for the American-born children of illegal criminal aliens known as anchor babies. And Congress is bickering with the president about giving the president, basically what they're arguing over is $3 billion. That's it. It's chump change. They already agreed to give him $1.6 billion. He's asking for $5 billion. We're talking about chump change for Washington, D.C., considering the numbers that I just shared with you.
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, near $100 billion. I mean, you can build a lot of walls with that $100 billion.
That's right. Exactly. Actually, the total cost of illegal immigration to the United States annually is $338.3 billion. $338 billion annually. Can you imagine what wall we can build for that much money? Can you imagine we can put widgets on it? My gosh, we can make it look like it's built on Mars with all the technical stuff. Not to mention, we will be able to take care of social services for our own people, those who need it. We can take care of our veterans. We can take care of our homeless. We can take care of our own people and our own citizens and help them out. Fix our bridges. Fix our infrastructure. This is the type of information that the American public needs to know and be able to speak to their elected officials about. And that's what I detail in my book, Rise. This is why people need to get this book and read it, and also go to our website, actforamerica.org, and join us so you can get our emails and action alerts so you are armed with information to debate with your friends too. Hey, the holidays are coming up. You need to be able to argue with your lefty family members at the dinner table.
That's right, without a doubt. Well, Brigitte, the other thing that needs to be touched on is the people who come here illegally. They end up living in the shadows. Nobody, no human being deserves to live in the shadows. Regardless, it's the system right now is set up in such a way that we are promoting and encouraging this kind of illegal behavior and this kind of encumbrance on the taxpayers of America. It's our own system. We have the capability of fixing it, as you say, outside of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. But the people who really own this government is of and for and by we the people. It is not of, for, by the elites and the politicians. We've allowed it to get that way, and here, this is what they've done to our country. They have violated this country. They are violating its citizens, and this is why we're so grateful for Donald Trump.
Exactly, and that's exactly why, like you said, we are a nation built by the people for the people. We, the people, need to rise and hold our government accountable for their actions. And especially now, you know, everybody is frustrated with the Republicans because there's no excuse why for 2 years President Trump has been in office and the Republican House and Senate have not been able to get to build a wall. Period. Yeah. They have been exposed. They give us the lip service when they are running for elections and then they don't do anything about it. And that's why the American public, it's important to speak up, to become engaged, to become involved, to make sure you talk to your elected officials and make sure you are engaged in your community. Look, Act for America has chapters nationwide. Go to our website, join a chapter. If there's no chapter in your community, start a chapter.
Yeah, make sure you check out the website, actforamerica.org. All the information is right there. You can be a full 100% activated citizen in 2 seconds, okay? Let's get moving. She is the author of Rise, in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom, Brigitte Gabriel. Brigitte, thank you so much. Take care.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Israel's prime minister praising his nation's air force shortly after Russia criticizes an alleged Israeli airstrike in Syria. Benjamin Netanyahu also repeating his frequent pledge that Israel will not allow Iran to establish a permanent military presence in Syria. He also says the U.S. withdrawal from Syria will have no effect on Israeli activities in that neighboring country, saying the deaths of two immigrant children in Customs and Border Protection custody are devastating to the agency. The CBP commissioner says that both the agency and the Inspector General for DHS are investigating.
And they'll be pursuing an investigation into the circumstances around this tragic event.
Kevin McAleenan telling CBS a series of policy changes have been announced to include medical checks on all children in the agency's custody. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
The little lamb to the shepherd boy.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like expression, very independent. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. The commentary writer for the Washington Examiner, Eddie Scarry, joins us now. Eddie, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Bill, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for coming on the show. Boy, I'll tell you, all this, you know, verbiage about a wall, slats, you know, you get yourself twisted and all this, you know, political pretzel logic, especially what's being thrust upon us by Schumer and Pelosi et al. But it really comes down to, look at, are you concerned about national security or not?
Exactly, and the White House advisor Stephen Miller did a fantastic job on that very subject last night on CNN. I think everyone should look it up online if they missed it. And it's true. You have to ask, what do Democrats mean when they say border security? How many people should be allowed to come in as asylum seekers? What's the limit on anything regarding immigration? You'll never get an answer. They're okay with shoveling money over and over again on things that they say, you know, that they care about, which is always border security, vague and means nothing. Mm-hmm. But they know that the wall is the one thing that may hurt them with their own Democratic supporters. So, of course, they're not interested in solving the problem. But the bigger issue was President Trump landing all over the map, and he's been all over the map on the wall for the last probably 5 months. He goes from one point saying we already have a wall. There's big chunks of the wall already built, but we need money for the wall. Oh, and by the way, it's not a wall. It's artistically designed steel slats. I don't think he's been very helpful for his own negotiation. It looks like they may be getting some of their spine back within the last 24, 48 hours, though, so that's a good sign.
Well, you know, and this is uncharacteristic of him, I got to tell you, from a standpoint of, you know, this is what leadership does. What leadership does is that they're firm on a vision and on articulating that vision, especially as CEO. So something has happened. He's gotten off track here, and he needs to maybe call himself. And maybe that's what he did, because it seemed within a short period of time, he got away for a moment, and he started hearing conservative voices saying, wait a minute, you know, you are putting yourself in a George H.W. Bush moment here. Read my lips. I mean, you cannot let this go by the wayside. He put the fire on Paul Ryan and the House, and they passed it. And now Mitch McConnell is realizing, going, wait a minute, this has been a heck of a year. I just had to go through Kavanaugh. I thought all the beating, I was going to get a little bit of break from the beatings. My scars are still trying to, you know, heal up. And President Trump says, hey, buddy, I need you back here one more time. We have got to make this happen. Take no prisoners. This has to pass, or I'm shutting it down.
Right, and I don't care that Christmas is coming up. The work is never done because Democrats never give up.
Well,
the national media never gives up on fighting over this problem. So
our national security is 24/7. You know, the bad guys don't take a break. I mean, they want to take advantage of every vulnerability that we throw out there. If we think we're going to pack it up, I mean, it's like the knucklehead sheriff in, I don't know if you saw this last night or not, Eddie. This sheriff in California says, hey, we're kicking ice out. You know, we're going to kick ice out of our jails. They're not going to have anything to do here with us anymore. Oh, really? That's really brilliant. You just put that entire part of the country at risk now in saying that ICE has no place in your district. That's pathetic.
Right, and I actually had not heard of that, but the one thing I wrote about this a couple of weeks ago, was that Trump had set himself up for failure when he was in that meeting with Pelosi and Schumer and said, I'm proud to shut the government down, because I wasn't sure that he was serious. But if he was serious, and if he was gonna go ahead and see the government and get shut down, he would have to spend every waking hour talking about things just like that and reminding people, particularly his supporters and independents, who his positions are very, very popular with, reminding them what's at stake. It's the caravan. That's not the last one that we'll see. The one that was
exactly
the election time. There's more. Mm-hmm. He has to talk about. He has to tweet about it. He's got to go on TV and talk about it. And that will be a winning issue. And eventually, Democrats will cave in on it. I don't know what happened. He needs to go back and watch his campaign speech. It's the one that launched him in June 2015. I went back myself and watched it. And I said, where did that guy go?
Exactly. Well, I think his base reminded him real quick, like, what are you thinking? And, you know, they're willing to give him a little bit of slack on this deal with Mattis. You know, everybody's up. So, you know, Nancy Pelosi, she's just shaking over Mattis. Like what? Like Mattis is the last general standing here? Come on. You know, we've got a deep bench when it comes to the military. And look at, why not? You know, for 17 years, we've been fighting in Afghanistan. What's the end game here? I mean, are we just there on, you know, routine? We're just taking practice drills, or what's going on? I mean, last time I checked, we have real Americans dying there. Syria the same way. As General Tata said, it's not like we're that far away. I mean, if something happens and we need to come back in the area, we're there within 24 hours.
Absolutely, and I understand the argument that you're creating some kind of vacuum of leadership in the Middle East again, so something like an Iraq situation. There's many reasons why those are not the same. But the whole thing with Jim Mattis, he's been there a while. It's not uncommon for cabinet officials to leave. It can sometimes be difficult to find a replacement, but most Americans do not care about when one of them leaves. They care about seeing the country safe.
Well, let me say something, and I'm a military guy here, okay, former Marine. I think that I'm disappointed in General Mattis, frankly, that he would just pick up his marbles and leave. Look at it, if you're convinced of your position, you need to stay in the fight. It's not like Donald Trump fired you because you disagreed. You know, we need to have different viewpoints. His viewpoint is critical. It's part and parcel to the recipe. Why take it off the battlefield? Just because you didn't get your way and you're frustrated? I mean, talk about a timeout. I think General Mattis, of course, I wasn't there. I've been dealing with all the frustration, but I can tell you in my life, I've I've been in corporate settings where things are a challenge. And look, if you get to that point where you can't help the cause and you want to pack your marbles up and go, then go. You know, let's have somebody else in there. I mean, he said as much in his resignation letter. But frankly, for a man of such character and courage, you know, maybe he got some bad counsel or something in a bad moment, but I'm disappointed in him because he needs to be in there because he is a strong general. And, you know, we're not going to get another general just going to, you know, come in. You know, we went through that with Barack Obama. Barack Obama cleared out some excellent flag officers along the way because in his program, if you didn't agree with him, hey, there's the exit. You know, I'm president, you're not, get the heck out of here. I mean, he picked no bones about it. With Donald Trump, I think it's a little bit different. He's a stronger president. He's got more of a backbone. He can handle people that disagree with him. And, you know, so I, even though I know there's more to the story here, and I want to give it, you know, some room to breathe, but on the surface right now, a lot of comments about General Mattis, like as if he's the, you know, he's the last general standing. I don't think so.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think also in his resignation letter, there was so much emphasis on it seemed to be, you know, an underhanded way of saying I don't like the way that President Trump talks about our allies. That seemed to be more his reason for resigning than anything. That
Eddie, he's offended because Trump's going to NATO and going, hey, pay up, pay your share.
Well, right.
You made a commitment. And so that's talking bad to our allies.
No, I agree with you. I think that what it may make him uncomfortable, but the purpose of it is to be uncomfortable. These people sit pretty for a little bit too long, and it is time for people to feel like we're not going to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders every single day from now on. Everyone needs to be in on this together, and I understand that's uncomfortable for a lot of people, but hey, he was elected to make things uncomfortable.
Well, look at Angela Merkel. She's making a backdoor deal with Putin. Oh, we have sanctions against Russia right now, but she decides to go rogue, make a backdoor deal, and the rest of the NATO countries, they're right there, you know, they don't say anything. Trump comes in and goes, what the heck are you doing? And, you know, and they all, you know, sit around like the frozen chosen, and he calls her out for her antics. And of course, what does she do? You know, she reverses her course and says, okay, yeah, you know, I probably should be dealing more with an ally than somebody who's been sanctioned. This isn't a good deal, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think he was elected to make a lot of people uncomfortable. He's doing it, and I know that that's hard for a lot of more traditional government people like Jim Mattis, but hey, that's the deal they signed up for.
You got it. He's a commentary writer for the Washington Examiner. Keep up the great work, Eddie. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
You got it. Eddie Scarry, thank you so much.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, fresh and independent, that's the way we come to you, and happy to do so. Merry Christmas to you, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. It is time for the Good News Girl. Yes, Samantha Mao is with us. She's got all the viral videos loaded up and ready to talk about and share with us all. Merry Christmas, Sam. How are you?
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, too. I'm doing great, you know.
Yeah, you got all your shopping done. Everything's all ready to go, huh?
Oh yeah, I wish maybe one year there'll be like a Christmas miracle, and I'll have it done a week early.
I know at Casa Martinez this year even the house was decorated early. The wife unit was all over and getting this thing done. It was incredible. I think right after Thanksgiving, before December 1st. I mean, that in itself is a Christmas miracle.
Oh yeah, that's amazing. People have decorated earlier this year, I've noticed. It's pretty cool.
I think maybe because, you know, we were talking about this with Bruce Kaufman. I think people are fed up with the fussing and fighting that's been going on. It's like, can we take a break? Can we truly have peace on earth and goodwill toward men? And let's get it started, you know, over this holiday season. The heck with all the rancor and, you know, the fussing and fighting that the media would like to whip up here. Hey, let's focus on, you know, the meaning and the real reason for the season, right?
That's right. Everybody's just ready for some good times. And
exactly.
Christmas, I think everybody enjoys this time of year for the most part. It's just a wonderful, special, magical kind of time.
You know, and I'm so glad, and I keep saying this, it really hit me. I go, wow, you know, when you think about all the holidays that we enjoy, you know, during the year, nothing like Christmas. I mean, this goes on for weeks. I mean, this year, you know, almost 6 weeks of Christmas. And, of course, that's not counting, you know, the early times that some of the retail stores, you know, after Halloween, man, they had Christmas stuff. They couldn't get Christmas stuff out there fast enough. But, you know, but still, that kind of sets you up a little bit. But, you know, for 6 weeks here, we got Advent. There's other, you know, things, religious practices that take place. You know, our Jewish brothers and sisters enjoyed Hanukkah already. All this good stuff. I mean, it sets us up for the season. And I think this is a good thing. And, of course, you're here to contribute to the good feelings, to talk about, you know, great things that people are doing. I mean, like Gary Sinise's Foundation. I love what Gary has done. You know, he's just done so much for our vets, and he's, you know, sending, you know, the Gary Sinise Foundation has sent hundreds of Gold Star families to Disney World this year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Gary Sinise has a foundation called the Snowball Express Foundation. And, you know, so for Christmas time, he sent 1,750 Gold Star family members on a holiday trip to Disney World. This is like a five-day or five-night event. You know, they get to go to Disney World. There was 15 planes full of family members. And what a Gold Star family is, for those who don't know, is a family member who's it's a family who's lost someone in action or due to an illness related to their service. And, you know, so all these family members have lost someone in the military who, and, you know, people in the military have given their lives in serving us, and it's his way of giving back to them. And they said one of the things, like, you know, the family members who were talking said one of the things that they like the most about this trip is being able to be around other families who understand what they've gone through. You know,
exactly.
It's kind of that support, because otherwise they feel alone, and it's difficult to relate to other people on this specific painful loss that they've had. And it's just amazing that he sends so many people every year for this kind of thing. I just think it's definitely, I think it's something that you need to, that people, you know, should learn more about. It's an annual trip, and it's just so amazing.
And anything you can do to support the foundation there is welcome, because you know, Gary Sinise and the team, they reach out continuously, you know, to vets, wounded, and Gold Star families especially. And as you say, Sam, I mean, you know, it's not it's a small group of people, thank God. But nonetheless, I mean, these are real families. And, you know, the holidays, you know, they've got an empty chair. An empty chair around the dinner table because of a loved one. And for the sake of our freedoms, I mean, they have paid and are enduring the ultimate price of, you know, what America stands for. I wanted to go on to this next one here. We got newlyweds. I mean, this is kind of interesting. They take their guests to Orlando Target to shop for kids in need. Wow. What's all
this
about?
So for their... So for their first date, Brad and Jessica Bond, who are now married, this was about 7 years ago. They went on their first date, and he pulls up to a Target, and he told her, you know, so she kind of looks at him funny, and he tells her, you know, my parents always made Christmas a really special time of year, and they started buying toys for tots that time, and they've been doing it ever since. So it seems like it would just make sense for them to have people from their on their wedding day go to Target. Everybody got a $10 gift card. And went in and bought toys for Todd. And, you know, he said, I have, Brad said, I have the best wife in the world. I just want to share a little bit of the joy. If we can just bring a smile to a child for a moment, that's, you know, giving something back. And, you know, of course, people spent more than the $10 they were going through. They went in her wedding dress. She went in.
Oh, cool.
Jessica Bond went in.
Can you imagine? I mean, the wedding dress, the wedding party, everybody's going in there and, you know, and keeping the family tradition alive. That's awesome.
I love that. Shopping and in Target and giving back for a wedding. I don't know why more people don't do it. That would have been a blast for my own wedding. I'm thinking, what a great idea. That's a great tradition. And
exactly.
It helps others.
And Semper Fi, we love the Marines because, you know, they're leading the way for Toys for Tots. They've been doing this for many years. It's awesome. Now, you got a Michigan boy who has raised $2,500 to pay for a headstone on his friend's grave. Tell us about this one.
Okay, so Caleb, whenever he was little, he moved to a new town, and this is up in Warren, Michigan. And his parents had just gotten divorced. He's moving there when he's in second grade, and he didn't easily make friends because he was very shy. Well, he met KJ Gross. I'm not sure which way to pronounce that. But, you know, both the little boys were quiet and they're sweet natured and they started hanging out together all the time. But the thing about KJ was he's had leukemia since he was a little infant, and he experienced illness a lot. You know, he had allergies and difficulties, but he couldn't always go out and play. So when he couldn't go out and play, Caleb would go in and play video games with him for hours and their mom said that they could just, the little boys would just sit there for hours. They both had single moms who also bonded together.
These kids are like peas and carrots, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
And whenever, you know, so they got older, and unfortunately, KJ ended up losing his fight with cancer earlier this year. He died from congestive heart failure. Yeah. And, you know, Caleb just wanted to do something to help honor his friend. You know, KJ's mom had been a cafeteria worker. She'd stopped working months before he passed away, you know, in order to be with him. And so she puts him in family plot, and but she can't afford a headstone. And, you know, this just became something that Caleb just, it's an issue that he took up. He started working odd jobs and asking people around town to raise money and, you know, or, you know, to maybe save their bottles so he could collect them and raise the money. And, you know, so he has collected almost the whole $2,500 that was his goal, which, you know, to KJ's mom is just a blessing because now she has somewhere, you know, she said that.
I mean, this kid didn't crowdfund the issue. He just did it himself, huh?
That's right. It wasn't a crowdfund. It was like he's working and going around town and trying to, you know, raise the money himself. And
what a friend.
And you know, what his mom said was at a time, and she just wanted to share her story. You know, KJ's mom wanted to share the story because she said at a time when there's so much division and hatred, I hope it brings some closure because, you know, people, you know, they'll see people of all races and that they get along and that they can love each other. And, you know, because these two boys are different races. KJ is a young black boy and Caleb's a young white boy, and they just, they loved each other. You know, they were just brothers of their soul. And,
right, exactly.
Just a beautiful story.
Wow.
And it's a tragedy, but, you know, you hope that Caleb's able to find another friend and remember how important KJ was to him. So it's a really beautiful story.
What an incredible friend this kid is, no doubt, both of them. You know, a lot has been said about celebrities these days, and sometimes they get a bad rap, and, you know, because sometimes you miss out on some of the stories. And particularly Hollywood star Keanu Reeves, people have been critical of him. But what you need to be aware of is Keanu has a heart, and he has been doing something that many people are not aware of. He's been secretly financing children's hospitals. Tell us about this one.
That's right. So Keanu Reeves, you know, I don't know if you know very much about his personal life, but he's had some tragedies in his life. You know, him and his then-fiance, back in the early 2000s, they lost a child due to stillbirth, and then shortly after that, she passed away. But he's you know, in a tragic car accident. And so he spent his life trying to give back to others. And, you know, a lot of celebrities go out there and they try to put their names on everything that they're doing. Well, Keanu Reeves has been helping aid children's hospitals in cancer research for years. And, you know, a lot of people don't know about that. And not only that, you know, when he's a guy, like, even when you've seen pictures of him on the subway, he's the kind of celebrity who takes the subway and gets up when there's somebody who needs a seat.
Right.
And who buys his whole, you know, team lunch and dinner whenever he can when he's working with them. And I just think he's somebody worth noticing. There's been some news about him, you know, funding these research hospitals, and I think it's great news. And
well, that is great news.
More celebrities
can
be like
him. Well, exactly.
More people.
Well, Samantha Mal, thank you, Sam.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Standing up for what's right.